Okay, we are live in the Corner Lounge, and I have Harper Simon in the Corner Lounge with us today. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You actually played last night at the Southern.
That's right, I did.
And did the show go well?
I had a really good time. There was a lot going on in town last night, it seemed like.
There was, actually. We have the Virginia Film Festival going on, and...
Yeah, but anyway, you know, the people who came, yeah, it was good. I love that club. It sounded good. I had a good time.
Good. Well, we're glad that you were able to stop by before you were able to jump out of town today. Can you start us off with a song?
Sure.
What are you going to do?
This song's called Wishes and Stars. Everyone seems so certain. Everyone knows who they are. Everyone's got a mother and a father. Oh, they all seem so sure what they're going for. They all got more friends than they can use. Except me, 'cause I'm a fool. Simple as a beat, as a melody in C, but it don't matter. There are more wishes than stars. All the guests so pleased with themselves, brimming with success. Their whole life's been blessed, but it don't matter. Everyone's been on holiday in the sun. Oh, they just got back from one. All they do is just have fun. They all got more friends than they can use. Except me, 'cause I'm a fool. I'm simple as a bee, as a melody in C. It don't matter. There are more wishes than stars. Well, I'm not too certain about many things. I'm not too sure who I am. I ain't got no mother and I ain't got no father. I ain't got no one to hold my hand. I'm slow like the trees when they grow. I'm sluggish like the ocean when it moves. And I'm plain like water or like rain, but I shouldn't complain, 'cause it don't matter. No, it don't matter, no. It don't matter, it don't matter, no, no, no. There are more wishes than stars. More wishes than stars.
Harper Simon in the Corner Lounge today. Well, we'll get it out of the way. Your dad is Paul Simon. He is musical royalty. Was there pressure to become a musician?
And very few people know this, but he actually is royalty.
Is he?
Yeah, he's actually the prince of a very small country in northern Africa, and very, very few people know that about him.
How was he awarded that title?
He was born into it. He was actually born a black person. And very few people know that either. He actually had some pigment surgery and became a folk singer. That was sort of in the later part of his life.
Cool. Well, thanks for that family history there. But really, was there pressure to become a musician, or is it just the opposite?
Pressure? No, I don't know. No, I can't remember.
No? Nothing in either direction?
I don't know. I've just been playing music so long, it's just kind of, sort of the air that I breathe.
It just happened.
It happened. I could have stopped. I mean, I by the time I thought maybe this is a stupid idea, it was too late because I didn't know how to do anything else.
Yeah. Well, you did wait a few years to put out your first solo album. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I did a little. Because I was just comfortable being in a supporting role. I don't know. I just had a lot of fear about it. And I didn't want to step into the spotlight. It takes a lot of work to carry your own record,
Right.
And making this record was a lot more work than I anticipated. I mean, just to be a solo artist takes a lot of work.
Right.
To sing it, to write it, to have all your skill sets up in all the different areas that you need, I mean, because I produced this record, I sung it, I play on it, I write it or co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are just try their best to be good at one of those areas,
you know,
so it actually takes a lot of work, and I guess I wasn't ready, or I hadn't found my voice, or I had a lot of fear. I don't know. I don't know why some people seem to step into their creative moment early on in their lives and then maybe lose it, and why some people it comes later. I don't know.
Well, your new album came out in October and it is self-titled. Will you play us another song?
Sure. All right, this song's called The Shine. There's a place between waking and sleeping, the space where the land meets the sea, and that's where the shadows are keeping the shine that you once kept for me. Oh, the stars are all laughing and twinkling in the language they share with the moon, and that's when my feelings start thinking of the shine that's abandoned my room. The shine, the shine, it dazzled from your sun to mine. The shine, the shine, your luminous smile is sublime, and it glows from your bones deep within. Auroras were born on your skin. The shine, the shine, the shine. Where do you think we went wrong? Can we go back and watch it again? Or can we rewind our lives till the danger arrives and erase it with a magnetic pen? There's a sign in the shop on the corner, its colors jump off of my floor. Maybe I didn't love you the way that you wanted. I never loved anyone more. The shine, shine, a desert from your sun to mine. The shine, the shine. Your luminous smile is sublime, and it glows from your bones deep within. Auroras were born on your skin. The shine, the shine, the shine. Gotta get away, got to take some time. Nothing that I say seems to change your mind. And everywhere I look, it's just a canyon where the sun, it don't ever shine. Bones deep within. Auroras were born on your skin. The shine, the shine, the shine.
Harper Simon in the Corner Lounge today. You had a lot of really legendary people help you make your record. Can you tell us about some of those people?
Sure. Well, I recorded a lot of the record down in Nashville, and I co-produced it with a producer named Bob Johnston, who did most famous probably for his work with Bob Dylan in the 60s. He did Highway 61 Revisited and Blonde on Blonde, Nashville Skyline, John Wesley Harding. He did Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, Leonard Cohen, great records from the 60s. And I sort of dragged him out of retirement, and I wanted to know who was around from that time, what players were around. And he introduced me to a lot of the players who played on those records, like Charlie McCoy and Pig Robbins and Lloyd Green, who I knew from the Byrds album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, the pedal steel player, and Gene Chrisman and Mike Leach, who played with Dusty Springfield and Elvis. And so that was one part of the record. I got to record with all those great guys whose names I just knew from liner notes, you know, from growing up.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. Can you just call up those people and be like, hey, it's Harper, what are you doing next week?
Well, Bob Johnston can, because that's what he does. He's a producer. Yeah. And those are the musicians in his stable, or they were in 1968. Mm-hmm. And they were all happy to work with Bob again, and they were all probably curious to work with me and to see what it was like. And, it was a gig. So, I mean, yeah, they showed up to work. I mean, just like 1968, Bob Johnston called Charlie McCoy, and Charlie McCoy called everybody else.
Yeah.
That's how it went down.
Very cool. Well, you did collaborate some with your dad on the album, too, and I imagine working with family can always be tough. Did you ever... like butt heads?
No, we didn't. We didn't butt heads at all. I mean, I didn't expect to do that, but it just happened. And it was fun, actually. It was interesting.
Yeah, because I mean, I know how much I love when my mom makes suggestions to me. So I can imagine, like, did he ever like say, you should do something this way? And you're like, but then.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
I think that did happen a couple times.
Do you arm wrestle it out? How do you make it?
I think I did have to say, no, I don't like that line. I'm not comfortable with that.
Cool.
A couple times. But for the most part, no, because his instincts are amazing and he's a brilliant writer.
Right.
So I was more just, it was great to just see, you know, I mean, of course I grew up watching him work, but it was another, you know, he'd go away and come back with lyrics, and the way he solves problems is very And I think he was happy to be taking a break from whatever, his own problem solving with his own records, and kind of focus on me for a minute, probably.
Yeah, a little vacation for him.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Well, how about one more song?
Sure. All right, this song's called Berkeley Girl. She is juniper and roses. She is amethyst and pearl. And though she makes her home in Hollywood, she's really just a Berkeley girl. She's the breeze on Sunday morning, blowing down the country lane. And she's got the style of Paulette Goddard in a smile like Joan Fontaine. And she drives a Carmen Ghia through the streets of Silver Lake and the hills of Echo Park. She is crinoline and satin. She is leopard skin and lace. Hard to believe that she believed in me when I was such a hopeless case. And she knows from love and service. Yes, she knows from peace of mind to be non-sinister in purpose and to never be unkind. And she loves a Tulsi garden, and she loves her rock and roll, and she's never far from my mind. She is juniper and roses. I guess I'll sing it once again. And though we are no longer lovers anymore, I know she'll always be my friend. So if you ever ride beside her, driving down the 101, well, be thankful that you're with a Berkeley girl who's beautiful beneath the moon and the sun.
Harper Simon in the Corner Lounge today. Your new album is out now, self-titled, and you did play last night at the Southern. So hopefully if people missed you last night, they'll see you next time.
Yeah, my voice was not so croaky because it wasn't 10 in the morning. But
it's not exactly rock and roll time, is it?
No, but I did enjoy it, and I hope to come back to Charlottesville.
Cool.
Maybe in the spring.
Yeah. Well, I read a quote that you gave that you said, you think the long play album is one of the most important contemporary American art forms. And in these...
Well, it's not an American art form, it's just an art form in general.
Right. Well, now the music industry is becoming so singles-based, and with all the technology, iTunes and the iPod, how do you keep yourself from becoming known for just one song? How do you become known for your album?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I'm trying my darndest.
Yeah.
You know what? I think anyone who's deeply into music and rock and roll is looking to try to make a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a lot of those considerations that people go through in trying to make a great album become, you know, less and less relevant because we live in an iTunes culture that doesn't value it seemingly as much. And it is one of the great artistic mediums. I'd say the greatest of the second half of the 20th century anyway. I mean, that's when it became an art form.
Right.
And, you know, the great albums of rock and roll are, I do think that. I think it's a shame that the idea that we might lose that. Singles is, you know, we departed from that in the 50s, you know, I mean.
And it came back.
I mean, I love good singles, and mm-hmm. that's a great thing, too. And there used to be an art form of making great singles.
Mm-hmm.
And people would try to make a great single and then fill up an album with a bunch of crap.
Right.
Filler and whatnot. But then in the 60s, people tried to make great albums that had a cohesive whole and an arc, and where every song was as good as every other song, and, you know, classic albums. And no matter what happens in the culture and what happens technologically in the world, that will probably always be what interests me.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in today. Before you left town, where are you off to next?
To Washington, D.C.
So not too far to travel today. That's good.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah. Well, happy travels to you, and thanks again, Harper Simon.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You're welcome.